anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You don't have to have an execution meal. That's the last meal before they put you in the electric chair. And I decided this weekend what it is. I would order from the Stage Deli in New York two pastrami Swiss with mustard on rye, heated. I'm telling you right now, I weigh myself generally on Mondays. And I like to keep just reasonable weight, just kind of stay in the same ballpark. I gained 4.5 pounds in a day and a half in New York of just gluttony. I had a couple of those big Stage Deli pastramis on rye. I went to Del Frisco's, by the way, in New York. That was great. Oh, that was fantastic. There is just, that's my execution sandwich fish. And I went to a website. Vince has a website where it lists like popular execution in the state of Texas. They have fairly common executions. Listen to this. This is what somebody wanted to eat, their execution meal. Three beef enchiladas with onions, three cheese enchiladas with onions, Spanish rice, bowl of jalapenos, French fries, cheeseburger all the way, bowl of mayonnaise, bowl of ketchup, bowl of pico de gallo, three Dr. Peppers, pitchers of ice, banana split ice cream, and four quesadillas. That's Miguel Flores before he got zapped. By the way, in a lot of these in Texas, Vince said to me, why are they all having Dr. Pepper? But Dr. Pepper's based in Waco, the home of Baylor, where Trey Wingo went to school. And so Dr. Pepper's much more popular in Texas than it is in the rest of the country. Some of these, a lot of chocolate cake and French fries before you go. A lot of 12 pieces of chicken.
A lot of condiments. People wanting bowls of ketchup and loaves of bread. And
well, Fish, you've never had a condiment.
I don't eat condiments, so Fish, I can't understand on Fish my deathbed. Never, I wouldn't want any condiment.
Here's a little interesting story. You've never had a condiment.
No.
In your life.
Never.
You've never eaten a condiment.
Don't eat mayonnaise. Don't eat mustard, ketchup, none of that stuff.
You've never had any of them.
Never.
What do you put on sandwiches? Butter?
No. Cheese and meat and salt
you've
and pepper.
You've never had a condiment.
No, dude, don't razz me about it.
You don't even eat peanut butter.
That's why I keep so fit. No, peanut butter is a condiment, and I argue with Vince
peanut
all the time.
Peanut butter is not a condiment.
I don't eat it. No, I don't eat
it. It's not a condiment.
It's a schmear. If you can spread it, it's a condiment.
It's a schmear. No cream cheese?
No cream
you've
cheese.
You've never had cream cheese?
A little light cream cheese. I've had that before, yeah.
So you have had a little condiment.
Yeah, butter.
Well, I hope when you were young you used a condiment to keep you out of trouble. All right, we are packed. Bobby Carpenter of the Cowboys next in 90 seconds. It's The Herd on ESPN Radio.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KXPN Kearney, KICS, Hastings. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Dan Davis. As the Cardinals and Steelers begin preparations to head for Tampa in the 43rd Super Bowl, the New York Jets have quickly hired their new head coach. A day after the Ravens were eliminated, their defensive coordinator, Rex Ryan, accepts a four-year Jets coaching deal, according to ESPN's Chris Mortensen. America pauses today to honor the memory of Martin Luther King Jr. and again tomorrow to celebrate the inauguration of our first African-American president, Barack Obama. The new chief executive likes to play pickup basketball, but is probably too busy today to do that. The NBA will take care of the basketball playing with 9 afternoon games and some intriguing matchups tonight. Phoenix plays at Boston tonight. Lakers host the Cavaliers. How about your showdown against LeBron James, Kobe?
Hey, every year people ask me the same old boring question, and it's the same boring answer. No, I don't concern myself with that stuff, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been in the league for a long time. I've seen many generations come and go, so you know, this is old hat for me.
Many generations. Kobe Bryant, unbeaten Wake Forest or Duke, will ascend to the top of the ESPN USA Today coaches basketball poll today. Pittsburgh will have dropped out of the top spot by the time they host Syracuse. 7 Eastern tonight on ESPN HD. In day one of the Aussie Tennis Open, Roger Federer launched his bid to match Pete Sampras' record of 14 Grand Slams. A straight sets winner over Andreas Seffi.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes, ESPN Radio.
Imagine you're an athlete who gets to spend an entire year practicing a single performance that airs for the whole world to see. Getting that chance would probably push you to invent moves that no one has ever seen before, right? That's exactly what Winter X Games athletes do. They even name their tricks. Danny Cass has the casserole. Jim Rippey has the Rippey flip. Whatever they call them, they'll be original works of sport. And you can only see them at Winter X Games 13, January 22nd through the 25th on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by Jeep.
Here at Jeep, we've developed a new X-Mic to find out what's going on inside the heads of Winter X Games athletes.
It's all about the whole shot. Get to the turn, get to the turn, get to the turn. I got this, 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 I got this. I got it!
I wonder if Gretchen Bleiler is really a German name. I feel Costa Rican.
Proud sponsor of Winter X Games 13. Every day is an adventure. Jeep. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler LLC.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And hello once again, everyone. Welcome to The Doug and Danny Show. It is Monday. The most amazing thing that happened over the weekend, Tony and I both 2-0 on our NFL selections, weren't we?
Yes, we were, with an outright win.
Moneyline Arizona.
And now at 0-11.
Yes, 0-11 and almost blew it, up 24-6 and unbelievable. But now the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Best matchup possible, was it not?
Well, I said all along I didn't want to see Baltimore in there. It wouldn't have mattered who Baltimore played. I think it wouldn't have mattered Philadelphia or Arizona. Philadelphia wins that game. Donovan McNabb, Brian Westbrook, maybe the best running back in the National Football League, most dynamic. Two teams from the same state, a rematch from the regular season. You would have had a lot of the same components that we saw in last year's Super Bowl coming into play in this year's Super Bowl. But the Arizona Cardinals going to the Super Bowl for the first time ever. The Pittsburgh Steelers going for the seventh time in history, 5-1.
And only lost to the Dallas Cowboys, who they beat a couple.
Yeah, I mean, most of the games have been against Dallas. They'll see somebody new this time around in Arizona, as Dallas is still on a bye week. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis along with you. Derek is off today. I'm not sure why. It's not celebrating a Buffalo victory in any capacity, not celebrating a Storm victory in any capacity. So I don't know what he's doing. So instead, we've brought in Stoney. She returns.
An unhealthy.
See, you actually start to sound better. And now I have to wonder, because Stoney, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Not good.
That's not good. You are infectious and contagious to all, Tony.
Yes, that I am. No question. Stoney been on the shelf about a week, she says. So mine was about a month, so enjoy the next 3 weeks, Stoney.
I think I blew a vocal cord during the football game yesterday. That's not good. Not good in this profession.
I think I blew a vocal cord
I thought I'd been doing a pretty good job, taking care, taking pills, taking vitamins, getting a little sleep. And then this morning, for the first time, I got a little tweak. And I'm going to tell you. So if I come down with something, I'm going to punch you right in the face. Right in the face. Even on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where we're all coming together in peace and harmony and love.
There you go. You got an email referring to that.
Well, we've got a... We do? Yeah, I guess we do. Where? Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. All right. We do have an email. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we're wide open on the program today. I don't think we're going to throw any guests at you on this Monday. So if you'd like to weigh in on the Super Bowl matchup, your early prediction, Pittsburgh is favored by 6.5. Went to 7 already last night, down to 6.5 again in some places. So some early money going on the Super Bowl. If you got a thought on that, we'll do it. Tri-City Storm, 14 losses. That's the most in a row in the history of the organization dating back to before they came to Tri-City. And again, the troubling thing here is, Tony, is that they're not even close. It's not even close anymore. And hopefully, it just seems like they're playing 50 of their 60 games on the road. And by the time they get home, it's going to be way too late. So I guess the only thing left to hang on to is build momentum to be back for next season, because this season is over, and you just have to hope they're going to get better at some point, which they're not right now. Also, UNK basketball teams. I am shocked, surprised, that they were both upset at home. The Lopers are having some troubles with injuries and depth right now, and they've got some growing pains, and they both dropped games to close games to Western New Mexico. You know, in the good old days, if you want to say, if you're a longtime Loper fan, you just chalk those up to blowout wins for UNK. Well, nothing is simple anymore for them. Hastings College on the road, playing nationally ranked Morningside. The women would play from behind all day long against the number one team in the country. They'd fall down by 7, cut it to 2. Fall down by 9, cut it to 4. Fall by 11, cut it to 5. And eventually, they get beat 75-59 against the number one team in the country. The men fall by 8 to the number 21 team in the country. The Nebraska women, after such a good start, now they're 0-3 in conference play, and with 7 teams ranked, and Nebraska being number 8, there's only 4 other teams that aren't ranked, and they go on the road and they lose a 1-pointer to Missouri, a game Missouri needed, and you know those are the games you have to win, and it's tough there. And then you have to go with the Nebraska men. How in the world did they beat anybody by 22? How did they beat anybody? Or 18 or whatever it was. How? I mean, Paul Volander, I don't care if he hits 6 threes. You can go as a team 6-for-25 and not win a basketball game.
How can the road be that difficult and at home? I mean, it's just night and day. How you lose to Iowa State and really just get blasted by Iowa State, then come home and return the favor to Kansas State.
What's the spread going to be against Oklahoma Wednesday night at Oklahoma, one of the nation's top 10 teams, with Blake Griffin, where their strength is our definite number one weakness at Nebraska?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to guard him? And I think
the
answer is no one. It's got to be 18. It's got to be 16, 18.
It's going to be ugly. Nebraska's going to go somewhere in a game like that and pull off a win, because they always do. And this would be the perfect chance, because then you start believing again. And then they would come home and lose to, you know, Texas Tech or something like that, or Colorado. So all those are out there. Anything you want to talk about, they're all right there. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to give you a chance to get signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoke Foods, a chance to win a party platter that'll feed up to 15 folks on Super Bowl Sunday, and we'll give you that chance a little bit later on in the program as well. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox from number 2 fan. At the beginning of the NFL season, he says, "I had a dream. I had a dream that the Steelers would rise up from the AFC and be team champions. Champs again, champs again. Thank God Almighty, the Steelers are champs again. Love the show. A hurting yet happy number 2 fan."
That's good.
Thanks, number 2. Congratulations to the Steeler fans. Outside, I guess I know no... Would you say, do we know more Steeler fans than any other type of fans, or would you say we know Bronco fans are right there?
Well, I think, yeah. I would say between Minnesota...
No, Bears fans.
Bears. I know a lot of Steeler fans.
2 true Minnesota fans. 2. 2. I know of 4. I know 2. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN.
I waited all morning, Doug. Does anybody know if Corey Ivey's alive? That's the guy that got hit by Lima Swede on the crackback block. I've waited all morning. I thought somebody would give a report.
I think he's in the hospital, they said.
Well, that's McGahey.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Ivy was just hammered on a crackback by Lima Swede. And
reminds me of Cool Runnings. Are you dead? Can't remember the kid's name, but, you know.
I thought they were going to pronounce him.
Cody, you dead yet? No, man, I'm okay. You're dead. This comes here. I guess I should swallow my pride and congratulate Daddy for being right for once on the Cardinals. You know, technically, I'm not even going to say you were right. You just came across an amazing stat, which held out. So what are you going to buy with all the loot? I assume you got a second mortgage on the house on such a lead pipe lock.
No, there's no lead pipe lock. There was nothing wagered.
Unbelievable.
That's disappointing when you do go 2-for-2. And Steelers really handled that game and probably should have been a lot worse if you didn't have weird officiating calls in the first half. And I still don't know how it's not a touchdown after the guy takes two steps and dives into the end zone with the ball. It rolls over and somehow that's deemed an incomplete pass.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, Tony, I'm going to put you on the spot right here. The line is 6.5 Pittsburgh. You're making a prediction today. You'll have that right to change that prediction the Friday before the Super Bowl. Right now, who you taking? What's your bet in the Super Bowl? Over-unders are 47, I believe.
Good pitching beats good hitting. Good defense beats good offense. Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl handily, I think.
Once again, Arizona, no respect. They've scored 30 points in all three of their playoff games, but not a chance, huh?
They're not gonna
cover.
Yeah, I just don't think you came close to seeing, although you did, you know, say what you want about Philadelphia. They played some awfully good football and showed a lot of heart to come back. They spent so much energy coming back. I just think they were out of gas emotionally and physically yesterday. And then Arizona put them away. I think they're a great football team. I think it's a great story. Obviously, Kurt Warner at 37 coming back. At the same time, they haven't saw a defense like Pittsburgh's.
Let's go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. Nate standing by. Good morning, Nate.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're surviving for a Monday. What's up?
Well, I just want to comment a couple things on yesterday's awesome football that we just all saw. Congrats to Kurt Warner. I mean, just a good story. Blue-collar guy, just a heck of a football player. And Daddy's right, though. I don't think they've ever seen a defense that they're going to see in 2 weeks. So good luck to him. I think it'll be a good game, but I think in the end, Pittsburgh's going to win out. But also want to throw out some props to my man, Joe Flacco. Had a rough day yesterday, but just a great season for Joe, and I hope he has a good future in front of him. And I'd like to hear what you guys have about Joe Flacco and Kurt Warner. Thanks.
Nate, thanks so much. Joe can throw the deep ball, and that is huge in the National Football League. Pittsburgh is the better football team. I think there is no doubt about that. And I think we're due for a Super Bowl favorite to go out and take care of business. Now, your thoughts on Joe Flacco. 3 interceptions yesterday. Obviously, when they're behind, has to throw the football.
More than you want to throw the football. You want to do it running the ball and have that luxury to throw. Well, your back's against the wall and you have to throw. I think it's a fabulous job because you look at the wide receiver position for Baltimore. Are there any real weapons out there? Are there any receivers that you say for the Ravens?
Baltimore? Derek Mason?
Well, compared to
he's got some pretty good wide receivers.
But he's you don't have anybody that's going to ooh and ah you.
Why? Because they've never thrown the football. They have receivers. They've never thrown the football.
Maybe they haven't been able to get the ball.
I mean, they're not going to be Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin because they don't throw for 350 to 400 yards a game. That's why they're a running football team. They have good receivers. I will contest that. They have good receivers on this football team. Todd Heap, when they throw the ball to a healthy Todd Heap, seriously, he was, and now that he's healthy again, reminds me a lot of the kind of Chad Pennington.
I will give you
healthy,
Todd Heap.
He's awesome.
But I don't know that Derek Mason's one of those marquee guys in the NFL. I know they don't throw. I mean, it's not going to be fair to go to fantasy deals and see where people are rated, you know, when they're throwing the ball. But you're looking at figures? I don't think so. I mean, give me somebody else. I'll give you Todd Heap. Clayton?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good receiver.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Good.
Well, what do you want?
They don't have a Calvin Johnson. They don't have that marquee guy. Derek Mason, if you're going back and forth picking receivers in the NFL, Derek Mason would be about, what, 20th on the list? 25th on the list?
Okay. Well, you pulled this up a little while ago. I pulled it up a week ago. Some of these websites continue to update their fantasy boards, and now they're doing it throughout the season, just so those guys can keep their paycheck all year long. Let me see here. I'm looking for Joe Flacco right now. Would be the 108th overall pick. If you had a fantasy draft today, he would be the 108th overall pick right behind Sean Hill, the quarterback of San Francisco, and Anthony Gonzalez, the wide receiver from Indianapolis. I will take Joe Flacco over Sean Hill. But for fantasy purposes, San Francisco probably going to throw the ball a little bit more than Baltimore.
Joe Flacco has
the opportunity to be a great quarterback. In fact, while watching the game early yesterday, I thought, you know what? Baltimore could be the next really good team in the AFC, a perennial team that can be there with Flacco, a good young quarterback, but their defense is getting old, isn't it?
I was just going to say that's an aging defense, and how long is Ed Reed going to be that special player? How long is Ray Lewis going to be flying to the football? How long can he continue to do that?
I'm looking, okay, we got LaRon McClain and Willis McGahee. I'm still looking for a Baltimore wide receiver. I want to see who the first one up here. Okay, Derek Mason. Again, this is just fantasy. 80th, right behind Donald Driver, Kellen Winslow, Santana Moss, Braylon Edwards. Those are the wide receivers that are right ahead of him. Steve Breston is ahead of all of those because he's in a throwing offense.
Well, I think a lot of these people, when you're looking at, you know, you got to go with teams. When you're picking fantasy players, they may not stand out because, well, they just don't score. You say Arizona scored 30-plus more points in every one of their playoff games. Baltimore's never going to do that. They don't even have the potential. They don't even have the – they can't do that unless the defense scores three times.
No, I think they can. I think they can do that if they allow themselves to do that. With that passing game, it makes your running backs even better. I think Baltimore has to get out of the – they have to get out of that mentality
but it's
that they
a makeover.
Can score 16 points and win.
But you're saying it's going
to
be a –
They've got the players right now to score points. They just have to play to score points instead of just trying to get to 16 and knowing that that's going to be enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Andrew is joining us at 1-888-455-ESPN. Andrew, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning. Hey, do you guys remember who Baltimore had for receivers when they won it with Dilfer when Lewis was in his prime?
No clue. I try to block that whole entire Super Bowl out of my memory.
But can you imagine if Baltimore would have a Brady or Manning the whole time?
I don't think that would have made a difference. I don't think that would have made a difference. Again, those teams are good because of everybody that they have. You're using – Andrew, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. 1-888-455-ESPN. Again, I think this goes back to my Joe Montana theory. If Joe Montana was the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, look what he did at Kansas City. Even though he was older, made them winners, didn't make them Super Bowl champs. I don't think – you know – if Trent Dilfer could make Baltimore a Super Bowl champ, it wasn't because of Trent Dilfer.
No, I don't. It was his ability not to turn the ball over.
What was that, 2001?
2000.
Stoney, can you look up Baltimore Super Bowl champs, see if you can find the wide receivers from that whole giddy-up, giddy-up?
By the way, a lot of people think that Super Bowl experience is one of the big factors heading into the game. Do you realize there's only two players on Arizona's team that have ever played in a Super Bowl? Kurt Warner, obviously the one. The other one is a defensive back by the name of Rod Hood, a cornerback. Those are the only two people from Arizona that have ever experienced. There's great storylines out there, Doug, and you go back to the Pittsburgh Steelers days with Coach Wisenhunt and Russ Grimm being from Pittsburgh and thinking that they would be the coach, and then that's going to be something that shakes down this week, how many of those coaches thought they would be in Pittsburgh going to the Super Bowl, not in Arizona.
Back to the Dan Popper inbox. Sanka, you dead man? El Nino says Sanka was the guy's name from Cool Runnings. So, Sanka, you dead man? And he says his Super Bowl prediction, offense puts him in the seats. That's why the Cardinals are in the Super Bowl. But defense wins championships. Steelers win big. Let's go to Brent the mailman. He weighs in to the oil slick of the airwaves. What is all the hype over Sanchez entering the draft? If the guy wants to capitalize on the most cash he can get, he did the right thing. If he wants to capitalize on the most cash he can get, he did the right thing. Being projected as the number two quarterback going in the top 10 is worth a hell of a lot more than waiting until next year and competing with Bradford, McCoy, Tebow, and a few Flaccos. Boy, sorry, Brent. Butchering this, that sneak in under the radar on dropping out of the first round. To me, Sweetie Petey Caroline needs to pipe down and help the kid with his decision. After all, it was his decision. Even if Sanchez gets Ryan Leafed, his bank account will still look nicer than mine. The Cards look phenomenal even when they tried to give it away. Fitzgerald, awesome. Warner still has it. Right now, I like the Cards and the points, but number 7 has a way of getting it done. Enjoy your day by working. Gee, the mailman has the day off.
Enjoy the day off.
We'll get to that if we get some time. We'll get to that, yeah. Why not? The economy's in a slump. Let's have another day off. Slackers. I want to know real workers that have today off.
Jealous. We're jealous, Doug.
Well, yeah. We'll find out. Anyway, your thoughts before we go to break here on Joe Flacco, the quarterback.
Well, I think he's a fabulous, fabulous talent, but I still want to see some more weapons, and I think the whole mentality. When you think Baltimore, you think a running team that plays field position and gives a short field to their offense to score points. You don't think that's what comes to mind. And until you get away from doing that, I think they're always going to be in that mold. And I think that's going to have to come from the top and the management doing a total makeover, a facelift of that.
Your thoughts on Joe Flacco?
Great quarterback.
Okay.
Did what it took. Amazing rookie year. Amazing.
Just coming out, the USA Today coaches basketball poll, Oklahoma 5th in the country, and that's who the Huskers play on Wednesday. Wake Forest has leapt over Duke. Pittsburgh's no longer number one. Wake Forest is number one. Duke is number two. Don't forget, you can catch the big game February 1st and all of your favorite football, basketball, whatever it may be, on the great HD TVs all over the place at the Chicken Coop in Kearney in Grand Island. Open 7 days a week. There for lunch, there for your evening meal, there for appetizers anytime during the day or night. And, of course, they've got lunch specials every single day, great food and drink specials every night. Catch it all at the Chicken Coop, where you can stop in and warm up with their special menu item featured for the month of January, pheasant chowder. If you're not into the pheasant chowder, try one of their 12 flavors of flame broiled chicken wings, best wings in town, bone-in or boneless, of course, Jamaican jerk, honey barbecue, honey Dijon, the regular medium hot and buck nasty hot. Yikes, Jack sauce, and a whole lot more. From steaks to pasta, fish to salads, great hamburgers and pizza, ribs, it's all right there at the Chicken Coop. Lunch specials every day of the week, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep firing off the emails and your phone calls. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations. It begins Tuesday on Power 99 FM. It's a Tri-City battle from Cope Gymnasium as Kearney Catholic welcomes in Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. Later in the week, we bring you wrestling as well for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River. And don't forget, all our broadcasts can be heard on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and some lingering cloud cover, especially east of Kearney. Otherwise, look for highs around 50, with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 23. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wind warning out there. You got to be careful. If it's too windy outside, how about going inside? Still kind of windy at Misco's, though, especially if you talk to Red Varinald in there. He'll fill you in on everything that's going on. Steve and the gang at Misco Sports, though, they're not windy when it comes to saving you money. It's travel basketball time, and Misco Sports can help you out. If you're running the team, they can outfit everyone from head to toe, from reversible jerseys to shooting shirts, warm-ups and coaches' shirts. Misco's will make your team look as good as they play. For the kids, you need a new basketball? They've got everything you need. Name brands like Spalding, Wilson, and Nike. If they need new shoes, now's the perfect time to pick some up, because Misco's is offering an additional $10 off every pair of shoes in the store, except the one that they're wearing. You know, you can't have them right off there. Well, maybe you can, but, you know, $10 off, I don't know. Also, Columbia Coats, 33% off. Youth Russell Sweats, $10. It's all right there. We're into travel basketball. We're into town team basketball. We're into City Rec. If you need a new pair of shoes, new pair of shorts, or just something to wear to the ball game with maybe a new Husker sweatshirt, Loper sweatshirt, they've got them there for you as well. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Going back to Baltimore's wide receivers there, Tony, in the 2001 Super Bowl after the 2000 season, Trent Dilfer was only 12 of 25 in that game. 12 of 25.
Not good, but you did find the receivers, and there's...
Well, why did Baltimore win the Super Bowl? You had one touchdown pass, but then you had a 49-yard interception return and an 84-yard kickoff return. So
back-to-back, the kickoff return came after the Giants returned one, and... That was basically the door getting slammed shut. 12 of 25 in the Super Bowl, and you're Super Bowl champion. No turnovers, though.
Well, that's the key. You don't turn the ball over, you're going to have a better chance to win. So
interesting stat up on that note. Arizona, 11-0 when they win the turnover battle. In those games, they're a plus 26. When they don't, 0-7, minus 17. Minus 17. The last seven defeats, so that's crazy, and that just shows you how important it is. And Willie Parker laid it on the ground yesterday. Something, well, of course, Ray Lewis wanted to punch that ball out, but something that hopefully doesn't get a bug gets to him and doesn't continue that in the Super Bowl if you're a Steeler fan.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma Lining. Check them out, as they've been doing business for years. They'll give you a free estimate on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is from H-Man from Riverdale. He says, greetings. Once again, all the know-it-alls in the media got it wrong. But it won't shut them up for the next 2 weeks, during which they will all revisit history or revise history and tell us they knew Kurt Warner could lead a great franchise like Arizona to the Super Bowl. And they'll say what a great owner and humanitarian Bill Bidwell has been. What nonsense. H-Man says, my suggestion is to turn off your televisions for the next 2 weeks and go watch high school wrestling or basketball. For example, on Friday, the top two Class A girls teams, Kearney and Lincoln Southeast, according to the NSAA wildcard points, will be playing in Lincoln. And you'll be able to hear that here on ESPN Radio. A good opportunity for Kearney to prove they belong with the best girl teams in the state, or not. Not. H-Man from Riverdale. I guess that's a shot. He must be a Southeast fan. I don't know. But Lincoln Southeast, number one. Kearney, number two. Nice couple of wins over the weekend, as we had Coach Jason Boyd on the show last week. So congratulations to them. And we will have that Southeast doubleheader Friday on ESPN 1460 as part of our week-long of basketball.
Okay, you led me right into it. And
No, I didn't do anything.
Well, you're talking about...
Either way, I know where Tony's going with this. I know what he's talking about. I want nothing to do with it. So I just want you to remind folks that this is you.
It's a sports talk show. We're here to offer opinions. Okay. This is my opinion.
Okay.
This is my opinion. I have no idea. And I came across this after I received a text message on Saturday. Then I went and did a little more research. I did a little bit more research this morning. This is something that communities cannot do alone. Oxford never happened to you. No, not the Cardinals of Oxford. Not the Bearcats of Beaver City. Oh, and certainly not the Orioles of Orleans. Nope. But together as one, as many proud alums there are and great athletes that have come from this area. I'm saying the Boses, the Howards from Orleans, the Coffees from Orleans, the Harders, the Heckers. You know, Steve Harder, heck of a player, Beaver City. Amazing. Great, great job. Oxford, who I'm very well acquainted with, being from Central Nebraska, played Oxford in our conference. Whether you're a Carnes, you're a Lanham, you're a Luth, you're a Tams, you're a Luking, there's Cups, there's Coffees. I know the Quins, great Oxford name, great proud athletic tradition. I do not understand how at halftime of the ball game on Friday night, you are losing Southern Valley 46-0. How you are not able to score a point is beyond me. I must ask, and I would appreciate, you know, I understand, you know what, you go back to the mid-90s, I know when Kearney had good teams and they went to Holdridge and Holdridge played four corners and the score at halftime was 13-4. I understand how you maybe could have got shut out. It's not make it, take it. You actually get the ball nowadays after they miss a basket or make a basket. You get to go down and have the opportunity to score. They scored 46. You had plenty of opportunities, I'm assuming, to put the biscuit in the basket. I'm befuddled. How does this happen? This is a team that's won five games, too. They've won five games. I know basketball's down in Central Nebraska. I know it's in bad shape. They've won five games. You did not score, Southern Valley. How? I don't even know. My blood pressure. That got to be wrong. Made a couple phone calls. That's right. What? Make it, take it is this game in college when usually you play half court and somebody gets on a roll and goes for a while. You know what? Maybe you get hot shooting. But in basketball, you get the ball, you get a run in offense. It was 46-0. You managed by the end of the night to scrape out. Good thing you made the extra point. 81-7. How does that happen? Kids, go out and shoot in the summer. Go out and shoot. I plead with you. Basketball doesn't start on November 1st. It's got to come. And three of these communities got together, and I love the consolidation deal. And half of Stanford, and you can argue Stanford's in there or whatever. That's a divided community. Great, whatever.
Maybe they need the other half.
Maybe they do.
It is unprecedented. And the first thing I thought of was, how will this be taken? Will this be taken as you're portraying it? Or will this be taken as, how dare you, Hastings St. Cecilia, the defending state champions? Now, they weren't playing chumps. And
I don't care if you're the dream team.
But you're like Jim Rome rooting for the 0-16 season.
The Detroit Lions are amazed, Southern Valley. My God!
But you're like Jim Rome. You always say, there's never been a scoreless game in NCAA tournament history or high school basketball. You were halfway home.
Another deal, who are the officials? Because you got to call a foul and get them to the line. You can't go scoreless. Call a block at half court. I don't call a reach. I know the kid didn't touch him. Call one. Get him to the line!
I believe they were 0 of 2 in the first half from the free throw line. Now, again, though, do you take the perspective of, and we know what your perspective is, but the first thing that popped into my head was anytime you talk blowouts, and there's some of them that are there, but locally we had a football game that I believe that ended up 91-7 or 93-7, and you played everybody on the team. You did everything you could. You ran it right up the middle almost every single play, and that's what the score ended up. You can't tell your kids to quit playing if you're St. Cecilia, but also, don't you set back in a 2-3 zone when it's 46-0 at halftime?
Well, they only scored 81.
I'm guessing if you're in a 2-3 zone, you're going to get some shots away as opposed to a full-court press, man-to-man, with a taller athletic team. I did not see the game, and
God you didn't broadcast it.
I'm not here to... I've seen some that are darn close to that. I'm not here to put nails in, to make this any more painful, because obviously it's embarrassing for them. And as you said, the shocking thing is when you looked, you figured, well, Southern Valley must be 0-12. They're 5-7. So, and from what we understand, it's not like the whole starting five was suspended or something an illness was running through the school. This is what it is. But there are some really bad basketball scores from throughout the state of Nebraska this year. And I'm calling it the Xbox factor, the Wii factor, whatever. The NFL is running some public service announcements, the Play 60 campaign. Put a foot in the ass of your kid and get them out. I think we have finally come, Tony, to take this to a broader scale. We have finally reached that point to where the kid is so sick of being drugged to whatever is going on that Saturday and Sunday and playing in fourth grade tournaments or organized sixth grade tournaments that A, they're either sick of it by this time, or B, they never got interested in it in the first place and they're doing something else. There are very few athletes out there anymore. As you said, you know what? Basketball season doesn't begin November 1st. Back in the day, you played football. When football was over, you played basketball. When basketball was over, you ran track or, wrestling or swimming or whatever the sport is. You know what I'm saying, though. Fall season, then winter season, then spring season. That's the way you did it. And there are still some young men and women out there that are able to pull that off. But to take it to the next level anymore, you can't do that. I think we have finally seen the drop-off because of the video game generation. There are more things to do now, especially in a small town, than get organized or get involved in organized activities and athletics. Face it, growing up in Bertrand, and I was even worse in Ord, I grew up on a farm, with hardly even a board on the barn to throw a ball through. You worked, you did the farm thing, and then that was it. You didn't even have Atari back then. You didn't have anything else to do back then. You rode your bike around. You got a dirt bike when you were older. You did things like that. You worked on the farm. In Bertrand, what was there to do in the late 80s when you were growing up? You were getting beat up by your brothers in the basement playing Nerf basketball, I understand. But still,
you went to the barn and you played basketball.
That doesn't happen anymore.
And usually until my middle brother won, because then we could quit playing. And that took a while. So we played a lot of basketball. But you couldn't quit until little Reggie won again.
You learned how to lose that way. You knew you were winning, but you learned how to pull back.
But Doug,
you learned how to set back in a one-man zone.
There you go. But this is a team that scored 67 points on the 13th of December versus Cambridge in a win. I know you're out there going, Southern Valley 5-7. They must have, everybody they beat must have been 1-10. No, Cambridge is 6-5. They beat them. Superior's 5-7. They beat them. Cozad 1-12, that's just another story. Red Cloud, another story. Hitchcock County, bad. But they split with Bertrand, who's 8-5. It's not like they've been totally inept all season. But I just don't understand. I've had several people go, stand at half court. If you got 46 and you only shot two free throws, you apparently got the ball at least 21 times, 22 times. Can you stand at half court, shoot it 21 times, and make a half court shot and at least get three on the board?
Yeah, that now you're just making a joke of the game. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you on any topic, 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Hi, we're back with Worry Line. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't.
Mm.
What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game or the broadcaster pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
The Celtics are the 2008 NBA champions.
LSU wins its second BCS championship.
The play-by-play home of every major national championship. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and some lingering cloud cover, especially east of Kearney. Otherwise, look for highs of around 50, with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 23. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Yeah, see, immediately after the show, I'm going to go delete this one. She just drives me nuts.
What for?
You know, I don't understand. You'd think that this would be somebody you'd like, Miranda Lambert. Tony's blank face, yeah.
Jack's daughter.
Jack's daughter. She's a big Steeler fan, yeah. Just drives me up a wall. Drives me up a wall.
You know what doesn't drive me up a wall, Doug? That is good basketball, and that's going to be played at the Heartland Hoops Classic coming to the Heartland Event Center. This is February 14th. I know we're looking ahead, but it's just a couple, 3 weeks away. The Heartland Hoops Classic features great high school basketball competition, all of it going on under one roof, and that's at the Heartland Event Center. Central Catholic, Heartland Lutheran, Wood River, St. Paul, Central City, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Boone Central. All area teams, Minden, Burwell, Fremont Bergen, Ralston, and Shadron, all competing in the Heartland Event Center Hoops Classic, February 14th. Games tip off at 9:30 Saturday morning and go all day long. This is the second year of event. The first year drew a crowd of over 3,500 fans from Nebraska and Iowa. Folks, call the ticket office today. Get a hold of them. Call 398-1154. That's area code 308-398-1154. Or go to the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. Looking forward to that event. And, hey, there's guaranteed scoring in every half.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the award for Best Supporting Actor goes to Mitch Berger in the AFC Championship. I haven't seen a bigger flop since it got too cold to go fishing. Thank goodness Pittsburgh didn't come away with any points on that drive because it would have been sad. By the way, with Berger taking bigger divots than my 5-iron, why didn't Daniel Sepulveda get a chance to kick? The dude won like 10 Ray Guy Awards.
That's a Baylor punter, I believe.
Yes. How can you? Not only did they call a ref, they called a personal foul, and he didn't even touch him. Mitch Berger fell down. How can those not be reviewable? How can that not be reviewable? If you can review if a ball was tipped to determine whether it was pass interference, you should be able to review a kicker making contact. Because that was a travesty. You're standing from me to you. You're standing 5 feet away from the play, and you can't get it right. But all you know what? Overall, I didn't think the officiating was too bad. They did miss a couple yesterday. I'm not saying they didn't. But overall, for what we've had to watch, haven't the playoffs been pretty good?
Think about the kick yesterday that they called out of bounds, whether he's right or wrong.
That was in the Eagle game, yes.
Do you think the officials are standing out there going, how could this happen on this stage in front of this many people? I mean, just a weird play like that where the ball hits a foot and somehow shoots backwards sideways and supposedly hits a guy. The officials make a call, and then they get together, and the conversation's got to be something like, how the hell does this happen? Of all the things that can happen today, why can't you just kick it off to a guy, he returns it, gets tackled, that's that.
Crazy Chris firing that email off. He continues, how dumb was Lima Swede yesterday? Drops a sure touchdown pass, then puts on his best two-year-old impression and refuses to get off the turf, so not only does he cost his team 6 points, but also a much-needed timeout, which cost him points before the half. I guess he thought he could come back in and redeem himself with a block that got the team a whole extra yard. These are some reasons why I don't enjoy watching the Steelers, so let's go Cardinals. Eat that, Fast Willie. It actually says that right here. Eat that, Fast Willie. That's from Crazy Chris taking a shot at Fast Willie, Steeler fan, who we haven't heard from today. I guess he's scared. Chris in Atlantic, Iowa, listening, of course, our former producer at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can always pick up the podcast. Just click on the podcast link, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and, of course, The Loft. Great place to watch football, basketball, whatever you have going on. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Culprits, thieves, and cutthroats.
Congratulations, you found the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. These gentlemen will be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. These are challenging economic times. Companies of all sizes, big and small, need to cut, save, and change the way they do business. So if you don't have an online meeting service, now's the time. Here's the easiest and most affordable and most secure. It's called GoToMeeting.com. You don't have to fly or drive to have productive meetings anymore. You can cut travel costs and increase productivity by holding online meetings from your home or your office anywhere with internet access. GoToMeeting.com. Deliver instant sales demonstrations and customer training sessions right from your computer. It's easy to use. GoToMeeting.com. You could have your first meeting running in seconds with no technical headaches for you or your meeting attendees. That's GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. Do more, travel less, GoToMeeting.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Why, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and some lingering cloud cover, especially east of Kearney. Otherwise, look for highs of around 50, with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 23. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hey, we need to talk a little Dynagro, don't we?
Ah.
Because we talked Heartland Hoops Classic, and I gave that back to you. Coming up, we are going to give you a chance to get qualified for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. So get ready to dial at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Here we go. You will get registered, and then next week we'll be drawing out the winner for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can only get registered once out of each household. We'll go ahead and take them on the air, Stoney, at 1-888-455-ESPN. So as soon as Stoney gets us set up, we'll start taking our phone calls on the air, and we will fire off the trivia question to you. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Bill.
All right, Bill, here is the question. This Super Bowl is Super Bowl number 43. It is being played where, Daddy?
Tampa, Florida, the home of lap dances.
Good Lord. How many Super Bowls, including this one, will have been played in the state of Florida?
Seven.
That is not right. Bill, thanks. Try back. 1-888-455-ESPN. We stay with you on the phone lines. And back to the phone lines. Who are we talking with now?
This is Chad.
Chad, how many Super Bowls have been played counting this one? This will be what number played in the state of Florida?
I believe it's nine.
I believe you're incorrect.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for trying. Try back. 1-888-455-ESPN, trying to get you up for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Let's go back to the phone lines. Counting this Super Bowl 43, how many have been played in the state of Florida?
Eight.
Eight is incorrect, but thanks for calling. It is higher than that, by the way. Higher than the number eight. Staying with the phone lines, let's go back. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron, how many in the state of Florida?
12.
That is incorrect, but thanks for trying. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. How many Super Bowls, counting this one, Super Bowl 43, have been played in the state of Florida? Let's go back to the phone lines. Your guess?
11.
11 is incorrect. Thanks for calling. Now, if you're keeping that chart at home, you've been crossing off a lot, so you know what numbers not to guess. How many Super Bowls have been played in the state of Florida? You're up next. What's your guess?
10.
10 is incorrect.
Cross that number off.
Cross 10 off. 1-888-455-ESPN. How many Super Bowls, counting this one in 2 weeks, have been played in the state of Florida? Who we got on the phone line?
This is Bill.
Bill, what's your guess?
21.
Bye, Bill. 1-888-455-ESPN.
That's good.
Staying with the phone lines, how many Super Bowls, counting this one, have been played in the state of Florida? Your guess?
14.
14 is correct. Who are we chatting with?
Brent.
Brent, where are you from?
Hastings.
Hastings, hold on the line. Stoney will get your information. We'll get you signed up for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. Feeds up to 15 with smoked pork loin, brats, chili, nacho cheese, chips, all courtesy of Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Hang on the line. Well, there you go, Daddy. He's our winner.
This will be the 14th, and there's several statistics, so we'll get to those later in the week about favorites and underdogs.
We'll give you another chance to get qualified tomorrow for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle.
Doug, when we talk about favorites, we're talking about Dynagro, 1-800-652-9298. Optimize profit potential and peace of mind. Roundup ready, corn 2 system. Cleaner fields, higher yields. That's what it's about, people, with DynaGrow. Hey, we tell you all the time, more acres planted at DynaGrow this year than ever before. That's going to be the same case this next year as well. YieldGuard VT Triple, stacked hybrids with enhanced trait performance. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. Hey, they've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. There's a reason why. Get a hold of them. Aaron Foster, Minden to Holdridge area, Charlie Shoemaker in the Lexington to Broken Bow area, Travis Brock, all the way in Cozad. DynaGrow Dave's everywhere, 1-800-652-9298. Call them today.
Well, I think that's about everything that we had to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Marlon Lucky, MVP of the East-West Shrine Game. What do you think about that, Lucky hater?
I'm not a lucky hater.
Whatever. State softball is going to stay in Hastings for another couple years. State baseball and swimming stays in Lincoln. Boys state golf through 2012, classes B and C will be in Kearney. Girls class B state golf is going to stay in Grand Island. The NSAA had their board of control meeting on Friday. Tri-City Storm has added another player, forward Chris Preziosi from New Jersey. Good luck, Chris. Hope you can help out the Storm, who are back in action at Green Bay this weekend. And the head coaches for the 8-man All-Star game have been named. Congratulations to Ron Lund of Dodge from the East and Randy Geyer of the West. Juanita Palisade will have more information on that in the upcoming days. I want to thank all the fine folks who joined us on the program today and to Stoney for coming in and producing today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, Nebraska Women Bowling Update tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon, and taking a look at the closes from Friday. Now, don't forget today, since it is Martin Luther King Day, that the markets will be closed today. As far as the grains go for Friday, they did very, very well. Corn ended up closing up 25 and 3 quarters at 391 for March. The low on Friday was at 373, giving an idea of how much of a swing up it had. Soybeans were up 25 and a half at 1020 for March. Soybean meal was up 11 at 316 for March. And soybean oil was up 19 cents at $34.59 for March. Kansas City wheat was up 14 and a half at $6.09 for March. Looking into July, it's up 14 and three quarters at $6.29 and three quarters. Some of that had to do with the weather in Argentina. It's been very dry down there, and they've had some near drought conditions for a while now. So that has really put a hurt on the soybean crop. And also the corn crop as well down there. So it's actually helped to boost a little bit as far as the boost of the soybean crops. And that may have actually helped all the boats lift up out of the quagmire, if you will. And moving over to the American.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.